Welcome to Talks with Marianne, episode 232. We are talking about the 10K members and podcasting for women in business, and then also 10 lessons learned for business and community growth. Let's dive in. Hello, hello. I am so happy because we reached 10K in our Facebook community, Podcasting for Women in Business. If you guys are not a part of it, definitely join it. It is facebook.com/groups/podcasting4WIB, which is Women in Business. So guys, if you guys aren't in, definitely join the place. The location is, I just gave you the location, the URL. And, you know, one of the cool things about it is that I started the group back in 2019 with the intentions of creating community, creating support, and creating connection. And 5 years later, we have accomplished that. I feel like I accomplished the goal, at least. I know a lot of women love it in there. There's so much engagement, so much interaction. People are just, you know, connecting with so many amazing podcasters, content creators, even speakers, authors, people who are not podcasters who just want to be on a podcast episode for whatever reason. They join the community for that. So with that being said, I just launched a brand new training called 10K Facebook Training. And a part of the training, you guys, is teaching you guys how to create and grow an audience that is engaging, that is high vibrational, people who are just like you, creating the kind of group that you want, right? Not people who just follow you because you look a certain way, you look good, or you're Filipino, or you're white, or you're black, or I mean, you could market to just your race or whatever niche race you want, but the point here is that you create a community based on what you want it to be, not just some random stuff where people are just following you because of what you ate, unless you're a dietitian or a food coach, right? I hope you get what I'm saying. Like, you can create a community that you feel like is like you and that you want to have in your community. Kind of like that saying where if you don't like the table you're at, leave that table and go create the table you really want. And that's what I did. I literally felt like there were no communities out there that I wanted to be a part of, and I wanted to create something of my own. And I felt like the need for it was missing. I didn't have any podcasting communities that I could join at the time. Or maybe there were some that I couldn't find. So I created a community 5 years ago, and now we are, to be honest, the 10K hit about a week ago. I'm recording this late. We are at 11,200 members in the community. So in a week, 1,200 new people have already joined in a week. Now, the cool thing about this is that, you know, usually what happens with like a lot of people kind of coming into a place or finding an account, and this goes for all social media across the board, once your account kind of blows up, everybody, it kind of becomes a part of like the Explorers page, right? And it becomes, it's like it, the algorithm kind of picks it up and then starts throwing it to people and putting it in front of people. And that's how come I think there's that momentum that's built. Now, one of the things that I want you guys to think about, though, is when you guys hit that momentum, what do you do to capitalize on it? And that's what I teach you in the Facebook community, in the 10K Facebook training. I teach you how to grow your community, but also how to capitalize on the community you have. I've really learned this year, specifically quarter one, that money is sitting there. You just have to know what to do, what to say, when to say it, what offers to make, so that you can actually tap into people and tap into their needs and wants and actually convert them into just people who are either on your email list, people who are in your audience, and convert them into buyers. What do you do to do that? I've really figured that out this year. I thought I figured it out over the course of my 5 years in business. And if you guys have been listening to my previous episodes, I've been talking a lot about my courses that have been selling, where I've been making a lot of money without even creating new appointments in my calendar, without having to sign on new one-on-one coaching clients. This has been a tremendous movement for my business because I've essentially evergreened my course, the 1K podcast training. And I even calculated how many students have been in there, and we're clearing at about 250 students have joined the training, have consumed the content, have learned and implemented the content, and now are getting results. That's a lot of people if you think about it in a span of one quarter, right? And I want you guys to start thinking about what can you start selling in a way where you don't have to add more appointments in your calendar. You don't have to do all this strenuous work that just is required when you're like trying to book one-on-one clients or trying to book even group clients, right? Group type of packages, and you're trying to like get these people in this package. It's so much work involved trying to do that. And then, you know, sometimes they'll complete the actual term of the contract. Sometimes they'll just flop on you and be like, you know what, I don't want to do it anymore. And halfway through the contract, dip out on you, and you lose that money that you anticipated having. It's kind of like, it's just one of those things that really suck, right? So anyway, that is the 10K Facebook training. I'm teaching all of the things I teach or have done with my 1K podcast training, and pretty much giving it to you guys so you guys know what to do, how to do what I do, how to do and capitalize on the audience you currently have, how to convert those people now into current buyers, and then how to keep them going in more and buy more things from you than just that one time, and staying in that container with you. That's really cool too, because I see, you know, as soon as I launch the 10K Facebook training, I already see the people who are in the 1K podcast training. They're now purchasing the 10K Facebook training, which is phenomenal. And that's what I'm talking about, where you can convert these people into reoccurring clients without having to have them as a one-on-one coaching client in the group set settings. All these things that I think that I used to teach on in the past really kind of goes out the door for me right now. And I'm really implementing this like evergreen situation where I create courses, I sell it, and I don't have to spend time, you know, on a Zoom call with people, besides like having to answer some Q&As via email, right? And even with that, I have a team that is overseas helping me with answering Q&A emails. They're called Team Maria Henderson. That's what they're called. And they've been really sweet and helpful. And we haven't gotten crazy stuff, you know, just like crazy like questions. Pretty simple, just regular questions that you would assume course consumers would have. So that's cool too. But, you know, the thing about it is that I actually am not expended. You know, I'm not at a place where I'm having to spread my time or put more time into my calendar to you know, have and service one-on-one coaching clients or group coaching clients. I'm literally just sending out email marketing and creating launches on my email marketing, and then people buying, and it's fucking crazy. To me, it's crazy. So anyway, 10K Facebook training is a new training that we are doing this month. And we have it at early bird pricing did end. If you do want, really, really want early bird pricing, since I recorded this late and it's being published late, you can definitely still access early bird pricing. You just have to email me. Email me at info@talkswithmaria.com. And my team will send you the early bird pricing price, only because we published this a week late and you guys didn't get to know about early bird pricing. Early bird pricing for the training is $57. And right now, since for everybody else that's not listening to this, like for my email list that it went out to them and they didn't jump in, the price now is at $87 for the training. People are in at $87, but I just want to forewarn you guys, I'm going to allow till the end of the weekend for people to join at early bird pricing. And then after Sunday midnight, it will rise up to $87. And then it's going to go up again in a few days. So if you guys really want to get into the 10K Facebook training, definitely email me. I'll extend the early bird pricing to you at $57. info@talkswithmaria.com. Just say, hey, Maria, I listened to your episode. I want early bird pricing. Please send us the link and I'll send it to you. My team will. And then we'll get you in and rocking. 17 video trainings, 30-page workbook, so many amazing things around sales, growing your audience, how to create an offer, like a juicy offer, not some rink-a-dink offer. And I'm also teaching you the offer stack method, which is super juicy. So I hope you guys, I honestly don't know where I cut off at, so I'm just going straight right into the 10 lessons learned in business. And I sent this email out last night to my community. If you're not a part of my email list, definitely join. Go to info@talkswithmaria.com and then you can just say, add me to your email list and we'll definitely get you in there. There's a ton of deals going on with all of the trainings and courses, so it's really cool to be a part of that. But I sent this email out to my community. Go on. Oh, you're going left. Use your damn blinker. God, it's so annoying. No. I sent this email out and, I thought it would be helpful to accompany it with a video, or me saying it in, here. So I'm going to go ahead and add the actual video. It's an audio of me talking about the 10 lessons learned all in the business, the 5 point, almost 6 years in business, and what I really think about it, what has grown and shaped me to be better, what worked and what didn't work. And I hope you guys can really see the value in learning more about yourself as you run and operate a business. Being self-aware is probably one of the best things that I think it really has helped me be a better business owner and a better coach, mentor, and all of the things. So here is the 10 lessons learned. Happy Friday. So yesterday I sent out this amazing email to my list, and it is the 10 lessons learned in my business. We reached 10,000 people in our Facebook community, Podcasting for Women in Business. We are literally at like 11.3 members now, so 11,300. In the community. In a week, we've had 1,300 new members join the community. Super exciting. That's what you call momentum. Okay, so here's the thing. I've been in business for about 5.5 years, grew this business or the group during this time as well. And I decided to talk about in my community, my email list. If you guys are not in it, join it. I'm going to link it up in my stories. But here are 10 lessons I learned in the past almost 6 years in my business, and also in having to see the community grow and from birth to what it is now. So number one, I embrace my sensitivity. So, you know, I think one of the things about being an empath is that you're very sensitive to everything. You're sensitive to what people say. You're sensitive to energy. You're just sensitive, period. And it really affects you, especially if you're a child and you don't really know what to do with that energy, right? Growing up, that's what it felt like. I just didn't know what to do with the energy anytime. Like I was hurt by something, I just kind of held on to it. And then kind of like made it mean something bad, you know, so which I think a lot of people do. Now that I am older and have a business and have clients who I support in a very energetic way, in a systems way, strategic way, but also energy wise, right? When you're a coach, when you're a consultant, you are supporting people with their energy and how to manage their energy. And you're pretty much helping them become better at managing their energy. Whether or not you're an energetic coach or you're a psychologist or a therapist or you're a trauma coach, you're helping people essentially do better with how they manage their energy, how they manage it, how they maintain it, how they take care of their energy, how to place boundaries for energetic management. So, you know, part of being sensitive is that I've been able to help people and meet them where they're at. That has been kind of my superpower in being really great at being a coach, as a consultant, as a, you know, a mentor for women in business, and have been really great at maintaining, just having like that sixth sense, in a sense, you know, of what people need to hear in that moment. You know, either do they need tough love or just like a hug at the end of the day kind of vibe. I've been really good at that. And that is, I think, what has set me apart from a lot of coaches and consultants and people who do what I do. And that's also why I think reoccurring clients are essentially the foundation of my business, because repeat clients, they know what it is to work with me, and they know what to expect, and they know exactly what it is that I can do for them. So that is number one, I embrace my sensitivity. Number two is I saw something missing and then I created it. So the community was missing, podcasting for women in business was missing. I really wanted support around that when I was a new podcaster, and therefore I created it. I created the community, and when I created it, you guys, I felt like it was like a breath of fresh air. Community was born, and as soon as I created it, a ton of women decided to join because it was missing in the niche. It was missing in the categories, missing in the marketing, in Facebook, right? You couldn't really find podcasting communities back then. Now there's a ton of podcasting communities, and I think that's the reason why, you know, podcast groups have grown so much because of that. Just because I think podcasting is kind of popular right now, but back before it wasn't, right? It wasn't something that everyone was just doing. It was just kind of like you heard it and you really weren't sure what it was. Now it's more common to be a part of it, to do it, to be a part of a community like it, or even to start thinking about doing it. So I created a community that kind of helped me grow into my coaching business, grow into who I am, grow into my community. That saying, I think it was Michelle Obama who said it, where if you don't like the table you're at, go create the table you want to be at. And that's exactly what I did. I want you guys to think about that. If you don't like the people that are around you right now, go create that for yourself and go create that for whoever needs it the way you do, because those people will find you and they'll find the community you created just like how I did. Okay. Number three is I did things even though I was scared. Oh man, this is so true for me. And I think a lot of business owners, a lot of entrepreneurs do things even though they are faced in the face of fear, right? And if they're scared or if they're nervous or anxious about something, they go and do it anyway. How many of you stop yourselves from doing the thing? Now, if you do, if you stop yourself all the time, that means there's some growth there. You kind of need to figure out like what can you do to just go for it, right? And also think like, what is really the worst case scenario? let's say you go do the thing, and then what's the worst thing that could happen? You know, embarrassment, you're embarrassed for like a little bit. People talk about you. Like, at the end of the day, I think if you go try to do the thing, do it messy, do it scared, do it with fear. But the point is that you experience it and you do it again and you get better and you do it again and you get better and you do it again and you get better. And that's how I think business is. It's just one of those things where you learn to continue doing it even after you've tried it once and failed. Do you know what I mean? Okay. Okay. Number four is I followed my intuition. I love this one, you guys, because intuition is really spiritual and it's very energetic. And if you don't really know your intuition or are not really connected to your intuition, that is a problem. You should definitely work on getting to know your intuition, kind of like your gut, your instincts. What do you feel like, you know, what do you need to do right now? Right, like for me intuitively, I felt like it was right for me to do a live on this, even though I sent this out via email to my community. I thought it was really helpful for people on social media, even on my podcast, to hear this, to hear it as I speak about it, articulate it in words through me versus just writing it as content. That to me is intuitive. That's an intuitive thing that I just felt like was right to do. I want you guys to think about, like, what is intuitive for you? What is the right thing for you to do right now? Right now in your business, right now in your podcasting business, right now in your business if you're a coach, what is the right thing for you to do? What's the right thing for you to do as a wife? What's the right thing to do as a mom? What's the right thing for you to do as just you by yourself? Like, maybe you need some self-care. Maybe you need a journal. These are things that I think when your intuition's telling you to do something, you do it. Because at the end of the day, I think our intuition's constantly guiding us to be a higher, better version of ourselves. And if you don't do the thing, you're not following that higher, better version of yourself. All right, that's number four. Number five, I tried everything. So I did really try everything, you guys. I invested in a ton of programs. I invested in programs I didn't get value from. I invested in programs I got a ton of value from. I invested in coaching. I invested in coaching that weren't aligned for me. I invested in coaching that was. I invested in programs, courses, master classes. Tried a little bit of everything. And really learned and learned and learned. And then I kept everything that worked and then removed everything that just didn't align with me. And that is a part of learning. That is a part of growth. That's a part of business development. I think you have to try different things, test things out to see what works and what doesn't, and really double down on things that do work and remove the things that don't. It's simple as that. I think if we really look at it from that standpoint, we can really make decisions faster. We can implement plans faster and we can really see the results quicker. So number five is I did try everything, and that was something that was a lesson. Like, I needed to try everything to get to where I'm at. Okay. Number six, I let go of expectations. So this one is actually what I'm trying to work on. I feel like I do have high expectations for myself. I have a high expectation for my business, for my clients. And then also at the end of the day, for just everybody around me. I think that's one of the things, as like a coach, you want your clients to do well. In order for them to do well, you have to expect high from them. But then that also, you have to show up as a high performing coach, leader, mentor in their life, right? So I do think that that's something I'm still trying to learn and grasp and be okay with. So guys, I'm not perfect. That is something I'm still learning. Number seven, I don't let rejection stop me. So this one's a huge one for business. I think also in relationships, because business does require you to get rejected. You have to get some no's. You have to get people not buying from you. You have to get some no thank yous. You have to get that. You know, I think one of the things that was really big for me is that I learned how to do this thing called energy transmutation. What does that mean? Energy transmutation is a concept that I learned in Think and Grow Rich, which is one of the first books I ever got back in like when I was 19, which is like 500 years ago.
But energy, the chapter is called Sexual Transmutation. And at 19 years old, I thought it was about sex, right? At 19. Now that I'm older, I know it's not about sex. It's about pretty much the energy that you have that is really big. For example, being rejected. That's a huge, like, energetic block a lot of people have. Like, oh, that feeling of people saying no to you, right? Imagine having to go door knock and sell your stuff. Like, do that at your block and go door knock. Hey, are you interested in this thing? Hey, are you just, like, literally knocking on each door? What do you feel if I were to tell you that and you had to do it? That's energy, that lower vibration fear energy that you just felt about, oh my God, people are gonna slam their doors, they're gonna say shit to me, I'm gonna be embarrassed, people are gonna talk about me, right? That energetic vibration you felt, that is energy you can convert into something more positive. You see, so it's a technique where you feel that energy and then you convert it into a more positive, instead of it stops you, it now then fuels you, right? So for me, I was able to learn how to kind of use that energy as gas to fuel me forward into getting yeses. So when I learned sales, my first year as a coach, trying to sell my coaching programs, I had about 100, 100? I think it was like 95 sales calls, all booked through Instagram. I did outreach on Instagram by myself, sent them my Calendly link, and then got like, I think it was like a million people I DM'd, and then I booked 95 sales calls, right? I think it was like 100 sales calls 1 year. And then I closed 20 of them, but it took me 80 or whatever, 75 no's to get those 20 yeses. And after a while, I started noticing a rhythm with people on the phone, right? Like hearing them talk, knowing what to say, knowing what not to say, knowing when to listen, you know, knowing when people are really ready to invest, knowing when people aren't, knowing when people don't really see you as an authority and when to make an offer or not. I learned all of that first year because I went in and into it with that fear. Even though I had the fear, I really went in and was like, you know what, I'm gonna do this messy, I'm gonna learn, and then I'm gonna get my yeses, right? And that's what happened. I got my yeses. And then I got my first set of clients, and then I sold them my coaching program. My first one was $500, you guys, $500 to work with someone for 30 days. Then I sold another one at $2,000. Then I sold another one at $3,000. And then it just kept going up from there. And that is when I learned I pretty much turned my fear of sales into a money-making machine, right? I want you guys to think about how many of you guys have the balls to do that. Right? That's a real serious conversation you need to have with yourself. Do you want to do this enough for you to do that? To just look embarrassed for the next few calls. Right? I've had so many interesting, weird conversations where I felt like, what a waste of time. Why did I stay on the phone for hours with this person and at the end have her say no to me? That's when I learned, you know, I have to put down boundaries. There's requirements people need to meet before I get on the phone with them. But again, these are things that you don't learn until you're in it, until you start knowing what works and what doesn't work. So I did not let rejection stop me. Even till now, you know, a lot of my sales come from email marketing. When people respond with really nasty shit, you guys, I block them and then remove them from the community. Because I don't need that. It's just rejection. You know, it's just people being like funny with me and with my techniques and with what I have to say via email. And I just don't have time to argue back with people. Because at the end of the day, people will say things to me on email and be like, you're emailing me too much. But in the same breath, I just got 20 sales that day off of the same email that person's talking shit about. So as much as some people will be like, oh, this is too much, other people actually needed to hear it, and then they take action, you see? Don't let the rejection stop you. Every no you are closer to a yes. Number 8 is I recreated my business over and over again. So true, you guys. My evolution in business is just necessary. I think that, you know, you get better at what you know what to do. Like, you know what works, you know what you like, you know that, you know, there was a time where I used to book my appointments back to back to back to back, didn't like that, had to recreate a new schedule for my clients. I liked getting paid on the 1st and 15th, I don't like that, you know. I liked getting paid through PayPal, then I moved to Stripe. Like, so many different things that I had to change about my business, and it's evolved, right? You have to evolve with your business. You get to evolve with what you want. You get to evolve with what you need and evolve with your time freedom, evolve with, you know, the capacity in which you can take one-on-one clients, evolve with the capacity in which you can just sell courses evergreen and just have money and not have to spread yourself thin. That's where I'm at right now in terms of my business. I make more sales via my courses than I do having to work so hard booking one-on-one clients, which I'm so thankful that it flip-flopped for me, because I have more freedom and I just have money coming in because of these courses that I'm selling. All right, so recreating your business is important. Number 9 is never give up. That's one that everybody hears when you're achieving goals. Don't give up, you guys. Keep going, because eventually what's gonna happen is it's gonna click. Everything's gonna click, everything's gonna fall apart, or fall together. And you know what? Sometimes it has to fall apart first for it to fall back together. You kind of almost have to like be broken and then fix things from the bottom and then recreate it to then be where you're at today. So never give up, keep going. It's gonna be worth your life. I think it's worth your life's work to do what you love. It's worth your life's work to do what you stand for, what you believe in. And it makes you purposeful. You know, like, you're not a robot. You do your thing. You have a thing that you're doing. And maybe you do work a day job still just for that security. That's cool. But your side hustle is your heart, right? So don't ever give up on that. It's going to click. I promise you, the universe never gives up. So you shouldn't either. Last one is I made a lot of mistakes on tap. So lots of mistakes, guys. That's a part of business. I think that's a part of life, just fucking up. I used to say that a lot to my clients, like, who were going into learning sales. Maria, how do I do it? You gotta fuck it up until you get it right. Fuck it up until you get it right. Just keep fucking it up, because eventually you're gonna get it right. And that's a part of making mistakes. Okay, so that is it for my 10 amazing lessons learned. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Let me know if you guys have any takeaways, if you guys learned anything similar, and what are your lessons learned in your business? You can comment below. Mwah. If you enjoyed this show, please remember to subscribe, like, and share. If you are interested in collaborating, please send me an email, info@talkswithmaria.com.